Returning to our top story, the conviction of George Pell, the 77-year-old, could be spending tonight in custody unless he wins a last-ditch attempt to extend his freedom. Cardinal Pell is returning to court for a pre-sentence hearing this morning following his conviction for child sexual abuse offences. However, in a separate hearing this afternoon, he'll also attempt to have his bail extended. Meanwhile, the Catholic Church is grappling with the fallout from the guilty verdict. Peter Comensoli is the Melbourne Catholic Archbishop. He's been speaking this morning with ABC Melbourne's John Fain, who began by asking if he thought Cardinal Pell did get a fair trial.
I would say yes. It was a trial in our system here in Victoria that was a jury trial. It went through, as far as I understand, obviously I wasn't there, but as far as I understand, it went through its processes and will continue now into the appeal process as well.
Prison's full of people who say they're wrongly, that they're not guilty of the crimes they've committed. I noticed that he put out a statement yesterday straight away protesting again his innocence, but he got a fair trial.
Again, I say yes, I think he got a fair trial, but the decisions that are made in terms of both the appeal process that's now going to be had needs to be listened to and applied, but I would say that this particular trial was fair and that he continues to protest his innocence.
No stone was left unturned. How much did his defence cost?
I have no idea.
Who paid for it?
Certainly not the Archdiocese of Melbourne, as far as I know, not any other church body. I think it was individuals. I don't know personally, though.
It must have cost an absolute fortune, a vast sum. There was a contested committal, a first trial that was with a hung jury, and then a retrial, preparation for a separate second set of charges, and now there are two teams of QCs, juniors, and all the rest of it, simultaneously approaching the sentencing hearing in the county court and the Court of Appeal request for appeal bail.
Yes, I imagine it is very expensive, but as far as I understand, that's come from private sources.
Is it fair to criticise, as several commentators have this morning, the process when the only people who matter, the jury, the only people who actually heard the evidence are the ones who made up their mind? The rest of us haven't heard it, and people are criticising the process without knowing what was in fact took place in court.
And I think that's fair enough. You and I might have a belief about where the matter stands, but neither of us were in the court. Those who are actually in the court, particularly the jury and the judge himself, went through the processes. They've heard the whole story. They've heard both sides. And in hearing both sides, they've come to the judgment they have. Similarly, the three judges in the appeal process will hear both sides. They'll go through the material that came from, I assume, both of the earlier trials, and they will make their judgment too. Again, you and I won't be privy to that, so we might have particular beliefs, but what matters is knowledge about these things.
That's Peter Comensoli, the Catholic Archbishop of Melbourne, speaking a short time ago to John Fain on ABC Melbourne Radio. George Pell continues to maintain his innocence and intends to appeal a conviction. Dr. Vivian Waller is the lawyer for the survivor of the child sexual abuse committed by George Pell. Earlier on the program, I asked her how her client's coping in the wake of yesterday's revelations.
Well, he realises that the criminal process is ongoing, and it's been quite a stressful process for him, and he understands it's not over yet, and he's, he understands he has to go through the appeal process.
He's won, of course, in this instance anyway, and not only justice for himself, but this verdict has really brought undone one of the most senior members of the Catholic Church. Has the enormity of that hit him yet? Does it weigh on him?
Look, he's a very private person, and quite frankly, he understands that it's a story of, understandable media interest, but he's just a regular guy who's put his trust and faith in the Victoria Police and the OPP. He has a young family. He has parents he cares about very much. He's pretty keen to support and protect them as much as possible, and really doesn't want to be swept or have them swept into the spotlight.
The Archdiocese of Melbourne, of course, when George Pell was there, was, and he was one of the architects of this, the controversial Melbourne response, which was the first system set up to compensate victims of clergy abuse, though many see it as a way, it was really a platform to protect the church from large payouts. During that under the Melbourne response over many years. Many people signed deeds of release. They accepted small amounts of compensation. They signed these confidentiality agreements. What happens now given these convictions? Should that process be reviewed? Should those agreements and those compensation payouts be reviewed? Would you expect people to be trying to take legal action?
Well, that's a very interesting question. Victorian law as it stands does not allow us to overturn those deeds of release. Some states, Queensland and Western Australia, have made provision for those settlements to be overturned if the court considers it fair and reasonable to do so. That legislative reform was not made in Victoria. So from the legal point of view, the only way the plaintiff could overturn those deeds of release is to show that there was somehow, that there was unconscionable conduct or there was fraud or duress. And perhaps some people will be able to make that out. But as a question of conscience and fair dealings, it would be good if the Archdiocese of Melbourne, I mean, I think recent events have cast a pall over the entire response of the Archdiocese of Melbourne, and it would be good if, of its own initiative, the Archdiocese would agree to reconsider all matters that have resolved under the Melbourne response.
That's Dr. Vivian Waller, the lawyer for the survivor of child sexual abuse committed by George Pell. And that full interview is on our website, as are interviews with Dr. Judy Courton, who represents many, many victims too, survivors rather, and Arthur Moses, President of the Law Council of Australia, all dealing with this matter.